SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents Musica Helvetica. Today, a program in our series, New Swiss Talents, in which we introduce some of the most promising young performers in the various fields of music in Switzerland. In this program, we present the flautist Alfred Rutz.
To open today's program, Alfred Rutz has chosen a work by the 18th century German composer Georg Philipp Telemann. As probably the most prolific composer of all time, Telemann wrote more than 1,000 works. Many of his shorter instrumental compositions, in particular those for the flute, have enjoyed renewed popularity in recent years. Alfred Rutz has selected the Fantasia No. 8 in E minor for solo flute.
Thank you.
The Fantasia No. 8 in E minor for solo flute by Georg Philipp Telemann. Alfred Rutz was born in Zurich in 1953 into a musical family. His father plays the flute and his mother the piano, although both non-professionally. And his grandfather was also a keen amateur flautist. Alfred began playing the recorder at the age of only 6 and the flute when he was 12. At school, one of his ambitions was to become a carpenter, and later he also took up Greek history before abandoning these studies to concentrate on a full-time musical career.
Music is for me the language in which I can express myself most easily. When I play, I try to reveal something of my own feelings. But I also attempt to convey the emotions of the composer, regardless of whether the music is contemporary or was written several hundred years ago. And for me, it is the flute which has become the ideal instrument through which to communicate such feelings to the listener.
The voice of Alfred Rutz, the featured soloist in today's New Swiss Talents portrait. To continue our program, let's listen now to his interpretation of a work for solo flute by 20th century Swiss composer Arthur Honecker, Danse de la Chèvre, The Dance of the Goat. The Dance of the Goat by Swiss composer Arthur Honecker, performed by Alfred Rutz. Alfred Rutz studied extensively in Switzerland, Germany, and Britain, his teachers including James Galway and the most internationally renowned of Swiss flautists, Aurel Nicolet. It was shortly after the completion of these studies that Alfred Rutz went on to win the Soloist's Prize of the Swiss Musicians Association in 1981, becoming only the third flautist to win this honor in the 40 years history of the competition. From his prize-winning performance at La Chaux-de-Fonds, we'll now hear Debussy's Syrinx for solo flute. That was Syrinx for solo flute by Debussy. Among present-day composers, one in particular who has attracted the interest of Alfred Rutz is the Italian composer Luciano Berio. He represents the advanced school of musical composition, and some of his experimental works have even proved rather controversial. For today's program, Alfred Rutz has chosen the sequence number 1 for solo flute, written by Berio in 1958.
Thank you.
Sequence number 1 for solo flute by Luciano Berio. Since 1980, Alfred Rutz has appeared regularly with the Symphony Orchestra of the Italian-Swiss Radio, and it's with a concert performance with this orchestra that we close today's portrait of this promising young Swiss flautist. We'll hear the rondo Tempo di Minuetto from Mozart's Concerto No. 1 in G major for flute and orchestra, Kerschel Listing 313. The conductor is Marc André. Thank you. That was the rondo, tempo diminuetto, from Mozart's Concerto No. 1 in G major for solo flute and orchestra, Kirchel Listing 313. The soloist was Alfred Rutz, and the symphony orchestra of the Italian Swiss Radio was conducted by Marc André.
You've just heard another program in the series New Swiss Talents, produced by SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, within the framework of its Musica Helvetica transcriptions. Today's program featured the young Swiss flautist, Alfred Rutz.